Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I bring you Wombats and Music each week at 7 o'clock. It's my chance to play for you my favorite songs, things I love, and an occasional oddball thing, which I call a wombat. And I do have a wombat in mind tonight, and I may or may not slip it in. We're going to start right off with a country song. It's called Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101 from 1987. They're an American country music band. This went to number one in the year that it was released, 1987. And I first heard it at a line dancing class here at Emory and Henry. We had a ball at the line dancing class, and I found out I was slow at learning line dancing. But I still liked it, and they had some wonderful songs. The best line dancing songs have strong rhythm and catchy little phrases, and this is one of them. So that's where I heard it from, and hope you enjoy it. That was Somewhere Tonight by Highway 101. We're going to stay in the country theme now and move on to John Conley again. I think I've played John Conley every week now for about, this may be the third week or fourth week, and this is actually my favorite by him. It's called Miss Emily's Picture, and what a sad song. He's obviously getting over a relationship with Miss Emily. Well, I don't know if he's getting over it or not. He's still in the middle of dealing with it's not being there. And John Conley had 14 songs in the top 10. He is from Forsale, Kentucky. His biggest hit was called Rose Colored Glasses, which we played a few weeks ago. And he was, at one point was a mortician, and he was also a disc jockey. A number of fairly successful country music artists were disc jockeys at one point. So who knows? Maybe I have a career in front of me. I'm not counting on it, though. I think I'll stick with this one. So here we go with Miss Emily's Picture.
This is Miss Emily's Picture for That Guy. I wake up in the morning in a state of fright, on the wrong side of the bed all night, clinging to the broken heart inside my head. Open my eyes and I move my hand from round her pillow to the nightstand and straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Go to the office, the work's piled up, pour three fingers bourbon in my coffee cup and cry on my best friend's shoulder down the hall. Feel so lonely when I close the door, biting my nails and I walk the floor and straighten Miss Emily's picture on my wall. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me, and all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. And straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Leave my office and I go downtown to a little bar we all hang around. Laugh, drink beer, shoot pool, have a ball. When the laughter stops and the hurting takes hold, reach in my pocket for my billfold and show Miss Emily's picture to them all. I stagger in the house and I slam the door, scatter my clothes all over the floor, wishing I could do the same thing in my head. Drink a beer and eat a bite, and just before I turn out the light, I straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me, and all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. Straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Steve Sackler on the harmonica for Miss Emily's Picture.
That was John Connolly with Miss Emily's Picture. I've got a little wombat coming up for you here. This is a variety show, and I can do pretty much what I want unless I break some rule. So I like to tell jokes, I do know a lot of jokes, but I can't remember them unless something triggers them. And this is one of my favorite little short jokes. And the funny thing about it is that I can't tell it unless I can remember the name that goes with it. And I can't always remember the name, but I've got it today. So here comes the joke. A grasshopper goes into a bar, hops up on the bar, and the bartender comes over and says, "Hey, we've got a drink named after you." And the grasshopper looks up and he says, "You too? You've got a drink named Irving?" All right, so you didn't laugh. Maybe you laughed. But the funny thing about that joke to me is, or an odd thing about it is, it doesn't work anywhere near as well with any name other than Irving. Irving is the name for that joke. You can try Oswald and Arthur and Peter and Jack, but Irving just seems to make it fly. Okay, now moving on. Now we got another almost wombat. This is a song called La Indiferencia. It's in Spanish, and I don't often play songs in foreign languages. I speak Spanish, but I don't understand it all that well, and I don't understand this song all that well. The first time I heard it, I didn't understand it at all. I was in Colombia at a New Year's Eve party, and one of the family members at the party was Colombia, South America, was putting on CDs and playing songs. And I heard this song, and I loved it, and I pursued it. And it turns out that I had made a very wise choice because he was playing songs from all over the Spanish-speaking world, Spain and all the countries in South America. But I happened to pick one that was sung by a Colombian, Sylvester Dangond. So that endeared me to the family. They were very happy that I had picked this song. And it is of a type of music called vallenato. It turns out that there are all sorts of genres of music in other cultures that we've never heard of. And this one's well known. I played it for someone from Colombia. He said, oh, that's a vallenato. They recognized it immediately. The person playing the accordion is almost as famous or more famous than the lead singer. They're both very popular in Colombia. But it turns out that in some of this Latin American music, the accordion is a critical instrument, sort of like lead guitar in a rock band, I guess. And you can see it does make a difference. Listen for the accordion. It adds rhythm. It adds all sorts of things. The story, by the way, since you probably won't understand it either, the guy is... the girl's left him, and she's indifferent to him now. And he says, I wish you well. I do. I hope things work out for you. May your life be good. But I wish it weren't that way. I wish we could be back together. And another fun thing is he often asks the people in the audience or the people in the band to sing along. And he'll say things like, fuerte. I mean, come on, guys. Sing strong. I want to hear you now. So this is La Indiferencia by Sylvester Dangond.
Quiero la indiferencia. Oye, que no cante esta canción aquí porque no quiero a Lucho Alonso. Oye, a mí eso me da pena estar pegándome un trago delante de ustedes, pero es que ya esta es la hora del desorden. ¿Quién no me aplaude esto a mí aquí ahora? No, que se lo tomo usted también. Usted es artista, más que yo. Oye, chiqui, lo que te dice Mahana, cuidado con asesino. Siento un dolor en mi corazón, siento que se acaba de verdad todo lo que vivimos los dos. Algún día tenía que terminar todo lo que vivimos los dos. Ya se quedará el orgullo que a mí me mató. Ahora pudo más que la verdad.
Vamos nosotros los hombres.
Sé que yo no era
el mejor hombre del mundo.
Sé que me merezco que acabes con esto y punto. Pero ten presente
todo lo que hemos pasado.
Y si es suficiente un rumor para acabarlo. Y si has decidido no volver conmigo, suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en tu camino. Pero lo que quiero yo sinceramente es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquillas. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay. Thank you.
no me la sé.
Ay, no debes confiar en la maldad. El tiempo de dar a la razón. Cuando te enteres de la verdad.
Me fascina esto.
Tus amigas piensan que tú y yo somos la pareja ideal. Te digo que con mentiras no. Te ruego no me hagas llorar.
Ay, no estés esperando
que yo me consiga otra.
Ya me estoy cansando
de los teatros que me montas.
Ay, me iré de tu vida
si de mí sigues dudando.
Ay, cuando me decidas,
no te quiero ver llorar. Y si has decidido no volver conmigo, suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en mi camino. Pero lo que quiero yo, sinceramente, es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, es el perder la calma, me hace sentir coquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay.
Pero uno comprueba si la canción se sabe, el público la canta, ¿no? Veámonos con el corito. Sí, vamos, Lucho, ¿tú estás? Yo no valgo un peso aquí, que vale, ya quieres tú en esta canción. Si no te canta la canción, es porque no te quiero, ¿oíste? Ah.
Esa indiferencia es la que me domina. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa.
El ay, 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 que sea más duro del corazón.
Ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay.
Vamos duro.
Ay, ay, ay,
mi vida. Ay, 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 ay.
Otra vez, no lo he escuchado, Lucho.
Ah. Y esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida.
Oh! That was La Indiferencia by Sylvester Dangond. I don't know why I like it, but I do. Well, moving on now, we're going to go to a classic. This is Detroit City by Bobby Bear from 1963. In the 30s and 40s, after the Depression, a lot of Southerners moved up north to get jobs in the factories. And they went up there and stayed. And then they'd come home. And there was a lot of nostalgia for the old South. They remembered the farms, the small towns, and even the big cities. And in some ways, I was one of those. I grew up in the South till I was about 11. We moved overseas. I lived most of my life overseas till I was about 17. Went to school up north. And then got a job up north and stayed up north the rest of my life till I moved back to Abingdon 7 years ago. But I came home in the summers, and I came home a lot with my mother and my father. And so I always thought of myself as a Southerner. So I identify with this song. I didn't work in the factories and didn't hit the bars that hard. But still, the description says, the alienation felt by many Southerners in the north. Yeah, I think I had some of that. So this is Detroit City by Bobby Bear.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I went to sleep in Detroit City.
And I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
That was Detroit City by Bobby Bear. I wanna go home. I suspect that many people in many walks of life all over the world have moved away from where their roots have lived, in a far off place, and have that longing deep inside. I want to go home. And they can't, really. I was just out in California visiting friends, and Andy Stokes is from Texas, and he's been out in California ever since he graduated from college. And I could sense a little of that in him. Not that he wasn't happy there. And others I met clearly were not from California, but they'd moved there and stayed there and would stay there the rest of their lives. But they had that nostalgia, too, for home, wherever home was. You're listening to Harry Baia. This is Wombats and Music. Wombats and Music comes to you on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And we're here in Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, the southwest tip of Virginia, down near the Tennessee-North Carolina line, not too far from Carterville, where the Carter family is. And I have a few little stories for you about Abingdon I'll throw in every now and then. We are also on the web, WEHC. If you go to ehc.edu, that's Emory Henry College's home station, ehc.edu, and click on WEHC, you can work your way through and get pick us up online. And if you'd like to hear some of my older shows, I have a few online. You can contact me at my email address, which is hbaya, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. So it's hbaya at ehc.edu. And I'd be glad to hear from you, any comments or suggestions. And I'll give you a web link where you can listen to some of the older shows. Let's see, what's coming up next? Oh, here comes another, what I call a classic. I love these songs anyway, so they're all classics to me. But a classic is one that I think is that acknowledged by a large group of people as being an important song in sort of the history of music. This one certainly is. It's Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly died at 23. He only had a career of a year and a half. Somehow, during that brief career, he made a heavy mark. He really influenced a lot of people. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, all of them had said that Buddy Holly was a strong influence on them. And here's a song by him, Every Day. It's such a simple song. It's sung so cleanly. Why? You tell me. I mean, I appreciate it. But what is it that makes it so... Why did it have? Why did his singing style have such a big impact? It wasn't anything. It wasn't as different as Elvis. It was more just a simple style, but it was so clean, so wonderfully articulated. You could hear every word. The rhythms were nice and clean and strong. This was recorded in 1957, and it's called Every Day.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, seems a little longer, every way, love's a little stronger, come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster, love like yours will surely come my way, hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way, love's a little stronger, come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster, love like yours will surely come my way, hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
That was Every Day by Buddy Holly from 1957. Well, I like to stretch my listening range sometimes to push the edge of the envelope, and I'll take you with me. You're trapped. Actually, you can turn off the radio or walk away, so you can get out of it. But... Now we're going to go to something very different. This is Jai Ho from Slumdog Millionaire. It's an Indian song. Indian rhythms, Indian singers, Indian words. Not anything that we can understand. Very different rhythm and just a whole different kind of style. This particular song won the Academy Award in 2008 as the best original song. Jai Ho translates as victory to you. And apparently, I read some of the notes, some of the best Indian pop singers, some of the very top ones participated in making this song. So there are a number of different voices on here. It's very different, and it's not to everyone's tastes. I don't like it to hear it too often, but every now and then, like now, I enjoy it. So here we go with Jai Ho.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले हैं आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले हैं
जय हो
आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले हैं आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले हैं
Oh,
नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है, अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी, गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है।
Jaya Ho from Slumdog Millionaire. If you haven't seen that movie, you'd probably enjoy it. I enjoyed it. It's a story of a little nobody sort of winning a big prize the hard way. There's some intrigue. There's some mistreatment. And one part of the show, which is just sort of background, it's not really the focus of the show at all, is the level of poverty that exists in parts of India. We've read about it, but this movie shows it to you, and you can just sort of realize how awful life can be, or how empty people's lives can be in terms of any kind of economic value or place to live or sleep or things to eat. It just sort of shows it to you in passing, and it's still overwhelming. Well, leaving that behind, the far away, the distant, the unknown, we're going to go to the familiar to me. This is going to be Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. As I often mention, I'm playing songs I love, and sometimes I play them over and over, so you may have heard this on the show before. It's one of my favorites. It's by the Short Sisters. They aren't short, and they aren't sisters. They're three women who've been singing together since 1979, Kim Wallach, Faye Beard, and Kay Seeger. And they've come on weekends I've been on. I've heard them sing as a group. They're great. And Kim Wallach often shows up on her own, and it's just a fun person to sing with. She joins in. She's not a solo artist. She likes to sing choruses. And this is a song they sing called The Bonnie Light Horseman. And the story is that this woman's lover, who was a light horseman in the cavalry, was killed by Napoleon Bonaparte, Boney, they call him in the song. And she's just heartbroken, and she wants to go out and fight on the same plane where he fought, and maybe die in the same place, which doesn't seem like a great ambition, but she's heartbroken. But it's beautiful harmony and very simple, straightforward kind of stuff. So this is Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand, he leveled his cannon right over the land. And he leveled his cannon, his victories to gain, and slew my light horseman on the road coming home. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in men's apparel, to the regiment I'll go, I'll be a brave soldier and fight all his foes. I would count it an honor if I could obtain to die on the field where my darling was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. Now if I was a small bird and had wings to fly, I'd fly all across the salt seas to where my love does lie. And with my fond wings I'd beat over his grave and kiss the pale lips that lie cold in the clay. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. The dove she laments for, her mate as she flies, oh, where, tell me, where is my darling, she cries. And where in this wide world is there one to compare with my Bonnie light horseman who was slain in the war? Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain.
That was Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. Not sure what year that was. Probably in the 80s, I would think. We're going to move on to another genre now. This is Rod Stewart, British singer, singing Forever Young, one of his hits from 1988. It was written, he wrote this song together with Bob Dylan, and it was one of his top songs, one of his most popular ones, Forever Young. It's got a haunting feel to it of, don't you wish we could be forever young? Well, guess what? We can't. The rules have been set, and we're not going to be forever young. But we can sing about it.
Yes.
That was Forever Young by Rod Stewart from 1988. And again, we're going to jump tracks. We're going to go to Irish. This is Galway Girl, written by Steve Earle. It's semi-autobiographical. He actually did see a girl in Galway, and she impressed him, and he wrote this song thinking about her. Beautiful black-haired, blue-eyed girl he meets in Galway, Ireland. And he wrote this song. It was later picked up by a number of other singers. This was recorded in 2000, and Steve Earle is apparently a well-known songwriter and singer in Ireland, and this is one of his pieces that's well-known.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then, I'd be taking a whirl around a salt hill prom with a Galway.
That was Galway Girl by Steve Earle from 2000. I'm going to veer a little bit here and talk about some things. The next song is I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith. And in researching this, I found out that Toby Keith got into some conflict, I guess you'd call it. He spoke out on some political issues, and he was kind of at odds with the Dixie Chicks, who also spoke out on some political issues. And they weren't, neither one of them was what I'd call right wing, but the Dixie Chicks were more critical of what was going on by our government than Toby Keith thought was appropriate. And I'll go into this a little bit myself. I mean, here's the story. It doesn't, just because you don't agree, or those people who don't agree with what our government's doing, perhaps in Afghanistan or what we did in Iraq or other places in the world, doesn't mean that we aren't loyal Americans, and that we don't support our troops. I was in the Army. I served for 2 years in Germany. My father was a career Army officer. I had ancestors in the Army and uncles and so forth. Even though I'm a Quaker, I don't oppose all war. I do in a way, because I think it's kind of going to lead up to the destruction of the human race. But I understand if somebody invades your country and starts killing your people, you can fight back. But the point of this is that you may be opposed to a war, but it doesn't mean you don't support the troops, the people who have volunteered to serve our country. I think it's a high calling to go out and be in the army or one of the services. You're giving your life, part of your time, to dedicate to the country you love. Now, it's unfortunate if the people in charge use you in a way that's not good. But others can't understand that. They can't understand how you could be opposed to a war. They think you're anti-American. They think you don't support the troops. I love those guys. I wish them well. I'll do what I can to help them. I just wish they weren't fighting the war they're fighting. Well, Toby Keith doesn't quite agree with me. The Dixie Chicks do. And he got into some public debate. Well, anyway, that's about Toby Keith. I played a song a few weeks ago by him. I played A Little Less Talk and A Lot More Action, which I thought was a great song. But this is his first country hit song. This is his debut single. It's called I Should Have Been a Cowboy. And again, it catches some feeling we have about our youth of maybe we could have taken a different path. Maybe we could be more like the heroes we had when we were young. So this is his way of stating that. I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
I Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith. You know, the interesting thing, reading about the cowboy era, it didn't last that long. the cattle drives in particular, there was a period of time when they needed beef. The beef was market was in the east or the west coast, and the cattle were being raised out in the middle of the west, and there were no trains. So the only way to get the cattle to the beef market, which was probably Chicago or something like that, was to drive them there. And they had these long cattle drives. And those were the era of the cowboys we hear about. But the whole period wasn't hundreds of years. It wasn't like sailors and stuff. It was a fairly short period when they had the kind of cowboys with the guns on their hips and the sheriffs in the town and all that sort of thing. And it reminds me of a Jimmy Buffett song, which he sings. and he says in it, "Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late." That's the way the cowboy songs are. I mean, it's too late to be a cowboy. There aren't any cowboys anymore. Not like those. So that song catches looking back to the past. Well, the show's almost over, and I'll play a little piece of a country music song. This is Ralph Stanley. The song is called "Pig in a Pen." It's by Ralph Stanley, and I'll just play a little bit of it before we say goodbye for this show. Hope you like.
I got a big hole in the pen, going to feed him on. All I need, pretty little girl, feeding when I'm gone. On a mountain, so little Cain raised a battle stock from the sweet Eliza Jane. I got a big home in a pen, born to feed him on. All I need, pretty little girl, feed him when I'm gone. Black clouds are rising, sure sign of rain. Bonnet on sweet Eliza Jane. I got a big home in the pen, corn to feed him on. All I need, pretty little girl, be when I'm gone.
Well, that was "Pig in a Pen" by Ralph Stanley. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It comes on every night, every Monday night at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1. I look forward to being with you in the future, playing some more of my favorite songs, and I want to encourage you to do what I think we all should be doing almost all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.